97.9 The Keel, Aaron Keck here with you live from Twinsic Aura Studios here at University Place, joined by Victor Lewis to catch us up on what's trending out there. Good morning. How are
Good
you?
Good morning. Hello and welcome to a special San Francisco edition of Trends.
Ding, ding.
Bow, 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 bow. Not just bridges. We got a whole lot of other stuff to talk about. You want to talk about running for office? You want to talk about trash cans? What you want, Aaron Keck?
I feel like you've been pushing trash cans all week, so let's go with that.
Yeah, the trash cans one is pretty good. The headline from the AP is a little bit incendiary, I'll give it that. What takes years and costs $20,000? A San Francisco trash can. And then to
what
the
AP.
What
takes years?
I mean, yeah, it's kind of a joke amongst San Francisco people that any public's work project takes an extraordinarily long time.
Okay.
Like, there's a highway extension, a subway system. All these things have taken literally decades sometimes to just even get the smallest bit forward.
Right.
It's kind of what happens when you have a city that is in need of infrastructure but also has a lot of potential money at its disposal. Folks are really concerned with how to best spend that money. Unfortunately, one of the public statements surrounding this trash can is that it really feels like it might be a symptom of corruption, but we'll get there when we get there. So this trash can, to the AP's credit, there's a picture of it right after you see the headline, and this trash can looks like a Doctor Who villain from the 60s, and I'm not here to dunk on it necessarily.
Is that a Dalek you're thinking
of?
Yeah.
It is a Dalek.
We all know what Daleks are.
I certainly hope so at this point, but it's clearly over-engineered and over-designed. And that's part of the appeal here to me. Like I said, I'm not here to dunk on the trash can because someone clearly sat here and thought for a long time how to design the best possible trash can. There's a smaller opening. There's two separate compartments. One is for recycling, so it's a one-stop shop.
Cool.
There's vertical slats surrounding the side, so it's more resistant to any sort of impact damage.
Vertical
and
slats
also
make anything better.
Isn't necessarily graffiti-friendly. Like, your spray paint will just go down the sides. You can't, like, tag the side of the can and whatnot. A lot of thought went into this, and it's a $20,000 prototype. At scale, that might be a little bit cheaper, but I would still expect it to be fairly expensive. Folks started posting pictures of these when one of the community action committees made a pilgrimage to the one park where these prototype trash cans are deployed, and there's lots of interesting stuff from their evaluation of the trash cans and the product at large, because we're no strangers to having people in the community really diving deep on what's going on when money is in play.
Right.
And the local government is changing things about things in your community.
So what is it that makes it a $20,000? Because I can't imagine, like, having a special slot for recycling or vertical slats is going to make it $20,000.
Yeah, so there's a public official whose last name is Haney, Matt Haney. He's a former supervisor for some public works projects that's now just like a resident. And Haney is on record saying that, quote, the whole trash can saga has a stench of corruption, which is directly referring to the former Department of Public Works director, Mohamed Nuru, who pled guilty in January to wire fraud charges and stuff. Like I said, it gets kind of complicated in San Francisco. What makes it a $20,000 trash can, to answer your question, is that producing something out of a whole lot of metal isn't free in the first place, and hiring a team of engineers to design it is also not free, and it's San Francisco where everything is far, far more expensive than it is elsewhere. And what I want to close on is exactly how AP closes its story. We've shouted out reporters by name before. I would like to shout out Olga Rodriguez for their ending of this story, because it ends with a woman named Diane saying that the two prototypes that they walked all the way to visit were already full when the group arrived to check it out in the morning. Quote, if the trash can is full, it's of no use, no matter how well it was designed. Which I think it provides wonderful takeaways for any public works project. It's worth nothing if you don't maintain it. This is the best trash can in the world. If it's full of trash, no one can use it.
That's true.
And you need to have someone come empty it. Maintenance. It's always about maintenance.